Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, African agriculture contributes something in the region of $100 billion to the continent's economy. But the small businesses powering it often remain starved of finance. So enter Pumpkin. It's an agri-fintech disruptor, and it says it's rewriting the rules of agricultural lending. From tailored funding to hands-on business education, all of this is very important. It says it is targeting the beating heart of Africa's food system. So, the beating heart, of course, is the SME. Joining me now is Zahir Dindar, who's Chief Executive Officer and co-founder. Zahir, a very warm welcome. So let's get straight to it then. What are the root causes, in your opinion, behind that financing gap that smaller businesses face? And why do you think it's so hard to close it?
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on your show. And a big hello to all the folks listening. Yeah, I mean, thanks for that question. For us, the problem is solving is pretty clear, right? There's a massive annual funding gap, as you noted. And to be frank, there's two fundamental reasons for why that is. The first is that the lending economics is pretty poor for larger lenders. You know, they operate with costly bankers and very expensive infrastructure. And that makes, you know, the economics of small ticket lending unviable for them. The second problem is, you know, even if the right products existed for SMEs, they wouldn't be able to access them because they can't tell sort of credit stories about themselves. They lack the credit and financial records. So being able to tell a solid credit story about yourself as an SME is quite a costly and time-consuming exercise. And unfortunately, you know, around 80% of SMEs fail because they don't have access to the capital they need to survive, you know, the inevitable shocks that that entrepreneurs face.
And Zahir, so, given that food security across the continent is always a top-of-mind issue, if we don't get this funding right, what are the consequences?
Well, the consequences are failure. You know, there are multiple things that SMEs need to survive. You know, they need the infrastructure around them. They need sort of technical support. But lots of them are incredible people and incredible entrepreneurs. You know, they have all the deep expertise and understand what the hustle is all about. The one thing that they need is long-term funding partnerships. And we see, like, an economy like ours, where we have almost three tiers to it, folks at the top, the commercial businesses, have great funding partnerships with banks, you know, and we just have to replicate this, at a price point that makes sense for SMEs. And with that, you know, we really truly can grow our economies.
Let's look at solutions in just a moment, but always compounding the problem is that many of these agri-SMEs, I'd suggest, either lack collateral or they simply don't have formal track records, and that is an inhibitor.
Yes, it's absolutely an inhibitor, and we look at the problem a bit differently. So quite often, or rather traditionally, SMEs would have to bend to the needs of lenders, and what we're doing is we're changing that. We have to bend our products, you know, to what's available, you know, and bend our products to the needs of SMEs. So that's a fundamental shift that we need to make. Yes, where SMEs don't have collateral, we need to think of alternative ways to get the capital in. Again, really talented folks, and we need to think about interesting ways and better ways of funding them that is not traditional.
All well and good, but how is your relationship with risk then managed in that respect?
Indeed, right. This is what makes us a bit special and a bit unique to some of the other folks, some of the other wonderful lending institutions that are out there. What makes us special is what we call our funding ladder, right? So our funding ladder is designed to support businesses as they grow. So an SME starts with a smaller facility. We learn about their repayment behavior and improve our ability to forecast their affordability over time. You know, so over time, we develop a very deep understanding of their credit profile. Importantly, you know, larger tickets are unlocked, you know, when proven on small tickets. So this sort of structured loan scaling product, our funding ladder, is what makes us unique and why it changes the relationship with SMEs. So I'll get to know about them, or rather Pumpkin will get to know about them through frequent interactions and through lending. Not, you know, waiting until they're ready, and you know, they may never be.
It's all very well to have the tech side of the equation sorted out, but there's also a need, I would imagine, for broader agricultural infrastructure and market access. So the two problems or the two challenges have always got to be worked on in tandem, if I understand this correctly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. So in our view, there's three things that most entrepreneurs need to thrive. You need, they need access to market. They need access to expertise, and that expertise is, you know, operational expertise as well as financial expertise. And then the third is the financial partner, the long-term financial partner. There are in South Africa, and actually, you know, across the continent, there are increasingly solutions, great solutions for market access, you know, as well as a wealth of sort of expertise that, that folks can tap into, you know, on the technical side and the operational side. So for us, the missing pillar is really this financial sort of tier. But you spot on, it has to go hand in hand with the others.
Moving forward, I'm just wondering whether the whole fintech innovation play is being taken seriously enough when it comes to plotting bigger national food security strategies? Or is the concept that you're proposing still something which is a nice to have, it's interesting, but not part of the bigger or the broader debate, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be. I think movement has been a bit too slow. But that might not be a bad thing for our business. Fundamentally, what you're trying to solve here is for the unit economics of funding smaller businesses. It is very costly for any bank, for any lender, to put together a deal. It takes, in fact, the same amount of resources, you know, for a big deal and a small deal. So the only way that we can really bridge that, you know, make it economically viable and then great for lenders to get involved, is if we use technology, you know, to bring those costs significantly down. So rather than having an expensive banker, you know, sort of long live analysis in a sense. So rather than have an expensive banker, rather do all of that with technology.
To what extent is a lack of technology precluding more people from participating in a project like this, given that smaller farmers often simply don't have that access?
Yes, well, that's entirely up to us. You know, I would say that the onus on bending towards what's available is really on businesses like ours. And if we don't create suitable products that bend to what they have, then that capital will never get there. And in fact, businesses like ours will never grow. So I would say it really is in the domain of the technology business to figure that out, you know, develop solutions that allow people to use technology in really simple ways. Yeah, so for us, I mean, just a simple example is, you know, rather than interacting via a complex app or, you know, a mobile portal, allow folks to interact over WhatsApp or, you know, over the phone. And in doing so, still extract the data we need to make good decisions.
So ultimately then, and this is the last question, what indicators will you be using to track whether the kind of financing that you're talking about is actually having a meaningful impact?
Yeah, I mean, for us, the big items are the most important. Job growth, you know, that businesses last a long time, that folks stick with us for some time, and, you know, that they're going higher and higher up the funding ladder. And in doing so, establishing these kind of long-term lasting relationships. We know that there's a significant multiplier effect when you keep smaller businesses like this going and when they grow, because they can be so labor absorptive. So I think, job growth and keeping these businesses higher up the ladder is what we'll be looking at.
And so, yeah, I'm not going to let you escape without answering this question. You spell the name of your company Pumpkin without an I. What happened to the I?
It was in keeping with all of the techie businesses, right? It's a cool name, but has to not have any vowels. Or we, you know, fewer vowels. So it is pumpkn.io. That's how you find us.
I'm enjoyed talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. Zahir Dindar is the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Pumpkin, as we've just said, without the I.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.